Welcome back, patrons, to Straight Up Conversations. This time, we're going to do a deep dive into Ryan Roten's Straight Up newsletter.
Oh.
Specifically, the one about bloated offers.
Yeah.
And he makes this really interesting comparison to, like, those overwhelming restaurant menus. Like, you know those ones that are
totally
like 10 pages long, different fonts everywhere. Oh. And by the time you get to the end, you're like, wait. What did I even want in the first place?
Oh, yeah. You know, you open it up and you're so excited. And then it's just like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't even know where to begin.
Exactly. And so Roten really dives into this idea of how having more isn't always better.
Right. Like, we think more choices are better. But actually, it's kind of like that paradox of choice thing.
Exactly.
Too much. And you just, you freeze up. You can't even make a decision.
Totally. And he actually starts the newsletter with this great anecdote.
Yeah.
About going to two different restaurants.
Uh-huh.
Like, one was this really high-end place.
Okay.
Like, very small, very curated menu.
Yeah.
And he said he left just feeling completely satisfied. And not just with the food, but, like, the whole experience.
Oh, yeah.
He was raving about it to his friends.
Cool.
And then he compares that to this other experience at a brewery.
Okay.
And they had tons of choices on the menu, but he ended up feeling kind of overwhelmed and just less satisfied.
Huh. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Like, less is more sometimes.
Right. And I think that's exactly what Roten is getting at here. Like, when we as entrepreneurs and creators try to be everything to everyone, we actually end up diluting our core value.
Yeah.
And creating this, like, negative experience for clients.
Absolutely.
Instead of giving them that feeling of, like, ah, this is exactly what I needed. This is perfect.
It's almost like we're doing them a disservice by giving them all of these choices.
Exactly. So I'm curious, what does Roten say about, like,
yeah,
why we do this? Why do we fall into this trap of creating these bloated offers in the first place?
Well, he identifies three main reasons, and they are the fear of under-delivering, the need to prove our expertise.
Interesting.
And what he calls the what-if syndrome.
What if? Okay, so let's break those down a bit, because I feel like those are things that so many of us struggle with.
Definitely.
So that fear of under-delivering, what's that all about?
Well, it's like we worry that if our offer doesn't have enough, people won't see the value or won't feel like it's worth the price. So we just keep piling stuff on, even if it's not really what the client needs.
Yeah, it's almost like we're trying to make up for a lack of confidence in our core offering by adding all this extra stuff instead of just focusing on what we do best and delivering it with excellence.
Exactly. Like, we're trying to be all things to all people instead of saying, hey, this is what I'm good at. This is how I can help you.
Right. And you mentioned the need to prove our expertise. So how does that tie in?
I think it comes from the same place, really. We feel like we have to show off everything we know, every tool in our toolbox, in order to, like, convince people that we're legit. But I think it actually often backfires.
Yeah.
Like, instead of impressing people, we just overwhelm them with irrelevant information.
It's like showing up to a meeting with, like, a dump truck full of information.
Yeah.
When all they really needed was, like, a small curated selection.
Exactly. And it's not helpful.
No, not at all. So then we have the what-if syndrome. What's that about?
Okay, so this is where we start adding things just in case the client might want them.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, but it can really bog us down.
Right.
All those just-in-cases add to our workload, and they make things more complicated than they need to be.
Yeah, and instead of having, like, this streamlined, efficient process, you end up with this Frankensteinian monster.
Yeah.
That's confusing for everybody.
Absolutely nobody wins.
Nobody wins, exactly.
It's like we're shooting ourselves in the foot with all of this extra stuff, because Roten's point is that all this well-intentioned effort to add value actually kind of backfires. He says bloated offers can actually hurt our profitability because they just create more work for us.
Yeah, makes sense.
And we end up losing our focus.
Not to mention, it could be really off-putting to potential clients.
Totally.
Like, think about being handed that 10-page menu.
Oh, gosh.
You probably just want to turn around and walk out.
Yeah, seriously.
And it's the same with our offers, right?
Mm.
If they're too complicated and overwhelming, people are just going to get confused and hesitant.
Instead of being like, yes, this is what I need, they're going to be like, oh, I don't even know where to begin.
Am I going
to
go somewhere else?
Exactly.
So it's not doing us any favors.
Not at all.
And also, it makes it so much harder to actually deliver the results we promise.
Right.
If our offers are all over the place, it's like, how are we even supposed to stay focused on what really matters?
Yeah, we end up spreading ourselves way too thin.
And the quality of our work suffers.
Yeah, for sure.
And let's be honest, it creates a pretty negative brand experience. Think about a time when you felt totally overwhelmed or confused by a product or service.
Oh, yeah.
You probably didn't walk away feeling very good about that company.
Definitely not.
So what's the alternative?
Well, Roten has a three-step process that he outlines in the newsletter for simplifying and productizing our offers.
Okay.
And the first step is identifying the key problem our client is hiring us to solve.
Gotcha.
Like, we need to get laser focused on that one core issue.
And I think that's where a lot of us get tripped up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because we want to be helpful.
Of course.
We want to be able to solve every problem under the sun.
Right.
But really, clients are coming to us for our specific expertise.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to help them with one particular thing.
Exactly.
And when we try to be everything to everyone,
yeah,
we're not actually doing them any favor.
Nope, it just muddies the water.
Right. So once we've figured out that core problem, then what?
Well, then we need to cut out the noise.
This is where it gets a little scary.
Yeah, it can be tough.
Because we have to like ruthlessly eliminate anything that doesn't directly contribute to solving that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it feels like we're taking away value.
I know it's counterintuitive.
It is.
But it's kind of like decluttering your home.
Okay.
Like at first it can feel overwhelming to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
But once you let go of all that clutter, you realize how much lighter and freer you feel.
Yeah. And you can actually find what you need so much more easily.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that analogy.
Right.
Because it's the same with our offers.
Totally.
Like by cutting out the extras, we create space for that core value to shine.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it so much easier for clients to understand what they're getting.
And how it will benefit them.
Exactly. So then what's the final step?
The final step is to package for clarity.
Okay.
We need to like transform our offer into a clearly defined product.
Mm-hmm.
So that means like outlining the scope of work,
yep,
the deliverables, the pricing in a way that's super easy for people to understand.
So it's like we're taking all the amazing work we've done in those first two steps.
Right.
And then we're presenting it.
In a way that's compelling and accessible.
Yes, exactly.
It's about creating that sense of confidence and clarity.
Mm.
Remember that restaurant analogy?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of that overwhelming multi-page menu,
right,
we're offering this like simple, elegant menu,
yeah,
that showcases our best stuff.
It's all about quality over quantity. It's like we're saying, hey, this is what we do.
Yeah.
This is how we can help you.
Mm.
And we're not messing around.
Exactly.
And when you have that level of clarity and confidence in your offer,
yeah,
it actually,
uh-huh,
it makes a huge difference for your clients. It's like that saying, confidence is silent, insecurities are loud.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
When we're confident in the value we're providing, we don't have to add all that extra fluff.
Right.
And that quiet confidence.
It really resonates with people.
I think so.
Like it makes them more likely to trust us.
Makes them feel good about working with us.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Roten even shares a story in the newsletter.
Yeah.
About one of his clients, Cassie, who's having trouble articulating her offer in a way that felt authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Like she couldn't quite nail it down.
Right.
And she went through his brand messaging system.
Uh-huh.
And that helped her really hone in on her core value.
Nice.
And simplify her messaging.
And what happened?
And it's like night and day.
Oh, wow.
Once she was able to clearly articulate what she offered,
yeah,
and who she served,
mm-hmm,
it became so much easier for her to attract the right clients.
Cool.
And she actually felt more confident in her pricing, too.
Oh, that's huge.
Because she knew she was delivering that value.
Right.
So as we're wrapping up our deep dive into Ryan Roten's newsletter,
yeah,
I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
What's one thing you can simplify in your work or life today?
Hmm.
Maybe it's your offer.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your to-do list.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's the way you communicate. Maybe it's even how you organize your physical space.
Interesting.
Because ultimately, clarity and focus aren't just about doing less.
Mm-hmm.
It's about achieving more.
Yeah.
When we strip away the excess.
Right.
And get down to the essence of what really matters,
mm-hmm,
that's where we find the good stuff.
Totally. That's where the magic happens.
Magic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening, everybody.